Oliver wasn't sad, though. He was excited. He was tired of living the explorer's life. The house he was coming home to was one he'd only seen on holidays. Brief 2-week breaks before fresh expeditions. 10 years on the move. No time to make friends or feel at home anywhere. No time to go to school. He'd never even had a proper bedroom of his own. Just a bunk in the back of the explorer-mobile. And all his things were hidden away in trunks and storage boxes in the spaces under the explorer-mobile's seats. He thought it would be exciting to have a whole house to live in and wake up every day to the same view. At Deepwater Bay, he would have his own bedroom and bathroom, and he would be starting next term at the school in St. Porrocks. That might not sound good to you, but Oliver had never been to school, and he was excited about that too. He perched between his parents as Mum steered the explorer-mobile carefully along the winding lanes. He was waiting for the moment when Deepwater Bay came in sight. "It's not a very pretty house," his mother reminded him. "It's really rather old and creaky, and the wind blows right through it. It needs lots of work doing. But we never found the time. Or the money. There's not a lot of money in exploring." "Oh," said Oliver. But he didn't stop feeling excited. They came over a sudden headland, and there it was. The blue bay all dotted with shaggy, steep-sided islands. The house stood at the top of the beach. It was big and grey, with orange lichen dappling its roof. "Wow," said Oliver.